It's all about Southampton. The So-So Show with Zoe Hanson and Simon Clark.
Hello and welcome to The So-So Show. It's a weekly look at life in Southampton and it's hosted by her, Zoe Hanson.
And him, Simon Clark. This week, you can find out all about this weekend's Reclaim Festival.
Maybe Southampton lacks a big flagship event other than the boat show.
And it's not a good week to listen if you're feeling hungry.
We have flavours here that you just don't think should work, but they so do.
I would argue it's a great week to listen if you have no idea what you're going to buy people for Christmas, because
yes,
this is going to be one of the places that people will go to in West Key when it comes to buying presents for those difficult friends and relatives they can't.
Are we talking about Christmas already?
Why not? I played my first Christmas song at a party on Monday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was the Pogues and the father of the groom was Irish and he said, "You gotta play Fairy Tale in New York at the end of the night." So I
okay.
did.
But with an Irish accent.
Yeah, yeah.
Not yours.
No. But that party has blighted my entire week because I've been catching up with my sleep ever since.
Right.
And it's not because it was a late finish.
Okay.
It was because it finished at midnight in Cheltenham.
Right.
Which is a 90-minute drive.
Where did it start?
That's a 90-minute drive home, unless it's after midnight and they close every single road that you need to drive on. So there was no indication the way up that the A417 was going to be closed coming back. That was fine. I jumped on the 419, which kind of runs parallel to it. That was fine. Maybe another 15 minutes added to my journey. On the M4, see signs telling me the A34 is closed.
Oh.
But I didn't know whether that was north or south of where I needed to be. So I jumped on the A34 anyway. Turns out it was south. But there was no indication of how far that closure was going to be. So I came off and then I followed the diversion a little way. Then my sat nav was telling me, well, if you go right here, then you can get back on. And I thought, all right, we'll follow that. Ended up going down loads of country lanes in the darkness.
Yeah.
Get to the motorway. That bit's closed as well.
It's not as if at 2:30 in the morning you can stop and ask someone, because there is no one.
At that point, I'm running out of diesel.
Oh, no.
So I went back to the main road, which took me another 20 minutes, found a petrol station that was open, which was just such a relief when you're down to your last 10 miles of fuel. And you know it's not 10 miles, it's probably about 5. Drove through Basingstoke, think I'll get on the M3 and come south.
Yeah.
Got to the M3.
Yeah.
Junction 6 is closed. Had to go back up, turn around at 5, then come back down. And then that would be the end of it, were it not for the fact that the M27 was closed between 4 and 7 anyway.
Is the M27 ever open?
It doesn't seem to be at the moment. But I didn't mind that because I knew that that was going to be the problem.
Okay.
So I came off and went cross-country and that was fine. At that point, it wasn't. But my face, I would imagine, when I got to the M3 at Junction 6 and found that close, would have been an absolute picture.
You are joking me.
I did actually say that with maybe a couple of other words in that sentence. But at that point, it was 2:45 and I was thinking, is this ever going to end?
Oh, no.
So
that sounds like my journey back from the Isle of Wight Festival. Yeah, you know it's always going to be a long, you know it's going to be a trawl, isn't it, you know? Mm. So I went over to the Isle of Wight Festival just for the day, just for Saturday, and the weather was amazing. You know, so normally people are looking for jumpers to buy and hoodies to buy and jackets and whatever. Everybody was looking for sun cream.
Right.
You know, if anybody had taken some with them, not expecting it in September, but if they'd taken any with them, they would have made a killing there. They really would. But as we got on the ferry, so we got down to Red Funnel, and as we're going off, you can see the whole of the boat show. And that was brilliant to be able to see it from a different viewpoint. We got over there and it was brilliant. We got down to the main stage after a couple of apérol spritz and the lightning seeds were on. And I'm not a big fan, but when they start ding, 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 ding,
right.
ding, ding,
so,
and you're like, it's coming home.
So you have a go at me for playing a Christmas song in September. It's okay to play a football song when there's no tournament on.
Well, that was it. It felt weird because you're singing, it's coming home. At some point soon in the next couple of years.
Maybe.
I don't know, maybe. If we get through the qualifiers.
The thing is, though, if you
that's a whole new verse.
If you were going to see the Lightning Seeds and they didn't do that song, you'd be disappointed.
Exactly right. I wasn't expecting it, but they were brilliant. After that, I'd had a couple more beverages and I decided to go down the front for Sam Fender. So I make my way down the front and then I went on a wander. So lots of my mates know that after I've had a couple of drinks, I do like to have a go and have a little wander, see what's happening, see what's going on. And I found this Cirque de Berserk and that was just outstanding. All this sort of crazy stuff, you know what I mean? Like real... a festival stage, you know? And then I realise I've got 15 missed calls on my phone with my mates going, where are you? You've been gone for 2 hours. What are you doing? And then at the end of the night, as we're walking out of the festival site after David Guetta, I decided I'm hungry at that point. How much do you reckon it was for chips and curry sauce?
Oh, I've been to the Isle of Wight Festival and I am going to say you paid a fiver.
Are you joking? £10 each.
No!
And we got two lots. And they were horrible. I mean, when I've had that many drinkies, anything should taste good. But they were that bad. They even tasted bad then.
Do you think they've got two different price boards? Yeah. One for in the morning when people are sober.
Yeah.
And one for later in the night when they've got the munchies and they'll just don't care.
Exactly right. So we're leaving the festival site. And buses were supposed to be there to take us to the ferry terminal. We waited, I think, 45 minutes for one. And we were sat on the bus, pretty nervous, because we're thinking, we're cutting this fine for the 1:30 ferry. The next one after that is 4:30. And we got off the bus at the ferry terminal. We ran up the gantry just as they closed this sort of metal cage gate. And we're like, no! 1:10, what are you doing? No, it's shut. So you've got 50 people coming off a bus going, but we want to get home. Or are you going to leave us here for 3 hours? They were like, no, you're not getting on. Anyway, like I say, 50 people. It was like rent a crowd. Everybody was like, come on, you've got to let us on. Come on. Otherwise, we're going to try and swim it. So they did. They let us on in the end. Thank goodness for that, because I really needed a wee as well.
So I reckon they do that on purpose. They see the bus arrive. They go, we'll just have a little bit of fun with these people. Close the gates. And it's like when a DJ finishes 5 minutes early, just so everyone chants one more song. And then eventually the DJ plays it and everyone thinks...
One more ferry.
Yeah.
One more ferry.
So that's kind of why I bet they did it for that reason. They were like, here's a bus. I know. Let's have some fun with the drunken festival girls.
Again, that's another song.
So who was the highlight of the festival for you?
Who was the highlight? I enjoyed All Saints just for the sing-along.
Because you only went for the one day, didn't you?
Yes, I only went for the Saturday. I think All Saints were brilliant for the sing-along. I enjoyed Sam Fender just for a bit of guitars. David Guetta was brilliant for a dance. And Cirque de Berserk. I mean, if you're going to the Isle of Wight Festival, go check it out. I mean, it's brilliant. You could sit there for hours. And I did.
As your missed call log proves. Well, this weekend, Southampton is going to be alive with sound and colour with a new landmark event designed to show off the wide mix of culture that's contained within the city. Keith Penny is event director for the Reclaim Festival and gave Zoe a taste of what we can expect.
Basically, put together by Go Southampton, it was Go Southampton's vision to do this event with the objective of bringing communities from across Southampton together back into the city centre in a post-COVID environment to sort of bring shared sort of passions on sport, street sports, street arts, street music. Just bring all of that together, if you like, in a big celebration of what Southampton has to offer creatively across the city in those different sectors, obviously with one eye on the City of Culture 2025 bid as well. And with also a desire to bring a sort of flagship event to Southampton. I think there's probably a feeling there's lots of smaller events going on, but maybe Southampton lacks a big flagship event other than the boat show.
And so what is it then? What are we going to see?
From a sport perspective, there's we're working with sort of different bodies within the city, if you like. So Skate Southampton, they're working with Red Bull, and then that's they've done an event in the past called Slammer, which has had run 3 times before, I think. So Slammer 4 is part of the content for Reclaim. There's a BMX stroke mountain bike pump track. So that's going to be in East Park. Okay. There's a dog training area in there.
Okay.
nicely enclosed, fenced off area. So that's going to be in East Park. And then the other activation sport-wise is freestyle football. So there's a group called Kings and Queens Coaching Academy that are bringing in some great freestyle footballers, doing crazy juggling tricks with it. There's things like two-on-two competitions, nutmeg competitions.
Okay.
You know, all that. Anyone that's into football will love this stuff. So that's in Above Bar Street, just south of Guildhall Square. And yeah, those competitions will be going on all day. They've got a DJ as well.
Yeah.
So as well as the cool activity, there'll be cool music going on as well. They'll have an MC just hyping up the crowd. So
yeah,
great for entertainment value. And there's some really high profile, prominent freestyle footballers that are coming to this to exhibit their skills.
And it's pretty much across the whole of Southampton city centre, isn't it?
Pretty much. So it starts off at Carlton Place. We've got four music stages that are based around shipping containers.
Right.
So the shipping container is the stage effectively with some light deck out
how
the front,
very
and well, exactly. You know, to reflect the city's heritage of the ports, effectively. So so that works well. So yeah, that's the one up at Carlton Place is hosted by Our Big Day Out, which is an event, it is a brand new event for Southampton that's happening next summer. So they're kind of curating that stage as part of their pre-publicity for that event. And then there's three other stages. Hip Hop Heritage are looking after a container stage, so that's kind of more the influential forefathers of kind of urban music scene in the city. That's the one in Guildhall Square.
Okay.
So there's loads going on in Guildhall Square, the skateboarding, the hip-hop heritage stage, loads of street art being done as well by a showcase gallery. And then the other, there's a SoCo Music project. They're looking after one of the busking boxes, as we're calling them internally, one of the container stages. That'll be at the top of the Above Bar pedestrian precinct. And then BBC Music introducing Solent are looking after a stage as well, which will be down on the Esplanade West Key. The final element musically is Jerk Jam Festival, which happens just outside Southampton every year.
Uh-huh.
They're bringing a Jerk Jam Sound Clash to Palmerston Park and giving away free jerk chicken as well. So that's going to be awesome.
That's Keith Penny, the event director for this weekend's Reclaim Festival, which is happening in Southampton.
It's going to be so awesome, isn't it? And that 4 gig, okay, so it's free gig down at West Key Food Bit.
To give it its proper title.
Exactly right. Down at West Key Food Bit, they're going to be on stage at 7:15, and it's a free gig, and it's going to be beside the walls. That's going to be epic.
So lots going on. It's worth heading online to find out exactly what is going on and where for the Reclaim Festival. And with our bid for City of Culture, you couldn't ask for a better event to show off the culture that we have within the city.
I mean, it just looks brilliant, and it's going to make the city buzz. It really will this Saturday.
Now, still to come, we're going to talk about a new shop that's opened in West Key, which is going to solve your Christmas present buying problems.
Yes, for everyone. And talking of Christmas, I came across lots of Christmas stuff. I went to the new B&M in Hedge End.
Ah.
Okay. So, first of all, I gave it a wide berth for a week. And then I decided I'm going to go and get in the traffic that goes to the mini roundabout at M&S. Anyway, I was pleasantly surprised. Walked straight in, no queues, and three aisles of Christmas stuff.
Now, I didn't make it that far. I went down. It was really busy. I went up to a store assistant and I said, oh, have you got any fatigue mats? I'm told you can buy them here.
What's that?
If you have to stand up for a long period of time, it's just a mat that you stand on so that you're not standing on a hard floor and you've got kind of
stockpiles and stuff.
Thing. No, that's if you're sitting on things. But it's just designed to basically be kinder on your feet if you've got to stand up. Anyway, I was told reliably that B&M did fatigue mats. Apparently they don't, but it doesn't matter. That was the extent of my
visit. You can get a dog
visit.
Mat, can't you? One of those cooling dog mats.
Oh,
you could try one of them.
Don't worry. My quest for a fatigue mat has not ended, but it just in that shop, they didn't have them. But I did walk past loads of stuff that I would buy for my teenagers to eat.
Oh, yes. So they've got rows and rows of tinsel, Christmas tinsel. And I was tempted, but I can't get my head around buying anything for Christmas until I've put all of my summer clothes away. And because the weather's been amazing, Summer clothes are still out. Shorts are still out.
I think they said that this is the warmest September on record.
Is it?
It's on its way to being the warmest September on record.
Oh my gosh, now you sound like those people gluing themselves to the M25.
Thank goodness they haven't come down here. If they really want to cause us problems, they just stick some cones out at one in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how you do it to me.
That's the overnight closures, right? Yeah.
They're probably behind them because I didn't see anyone doing any work on the A34
there
when,
you go.
When I couldn't get onto it.
I've got a bit of a thing going on this week and I'm so excited about it, but I think the nerves are getting in there a little bit. I think this is the biggest interview I've ever done. Now, I've interviewed Sylvester Stallone.
Clang.
I've interviewed Daniel Craig.
Clang.
This, I mean, he's my ultimate hero, has been my hero for pretty much my whole life. I am interviewing Sooty.
Wow.
Tis, isn't it? To get him to talk, you know, I need some good questions, right?
Amongst other things.
But so if you were interviewing Sooty, Simon, what would you be asking?
How does he keep his fur in good condition?
Right, yes, yes, yes.
Because the thing is, he's getting older, but he still looks timeless.
He does,
there's
he
no
does.
Gray
there's no
fur.
Grey, no grey at all. Somebody else, Steve, suggested that I ask him to speak up. And Richard Cadell, who does the whole Sooty show now, he's hilarious. If you haven't seen Sooty in the last sort of 15 years, make sure that you go on and watch some of the episodes. I promise you, you will love it. When my daughter was about 4 years old, she was obsessed with watching Sooty. We watched nothing else. But actually, those episodes were very, very funny. And they have stars turning up. They have Bewitched and they have Joe Pasquale. And anyway, the reason I'm talking to Sooty is because Mayflower Panto is coming up Christmas time. Sooty is starring in it.
Excellent.
I wonder how he's going to get on with Debbie McGee and...
Craig Revel-Horwood.
Thank you.
I hear Craig Revel-Horwood is absolutely lovely.
Really? Yeah. Okay, okay. But he always plays somebody evil.
I know.
Even on Strictly.
He is one of the best panto baddies I think I've seen.
Yeah.
It'll
yeah.
be brilliant. So Zoe's mentioned Christmas. There's a shop coming to West Quay, which I think is going to be really successful in the run-up to Christmas. Chocolate lovers have a new place in the city to get their fix. Montezuma's has opened in West Quay. Julia, the store manager, took some time to tell Zoe a little bit more about the history of the brand.
Helen and Simon started the business 21 years ago, almost to the date, and basically they were lawyers in London and they decided that the rat race was too much for them, packed everything up, sold everything and went travelling around the world.
Wow.
Ended up in South America on a cocoa plantation. The rest is history. They came back and they thought, how hard can it be to sell chocolate? Suppliers let them down at the last minute and they started making their own chocolate in a little back of a barn and opened their first shop in Brighton. And now we're not shop number 9.
And whereabouts are you in West Quay?
We are on level 3, just by the entrance, opposite Lush and 3.
So tell me about the chocolate then. Like, what's your favourite, Julia?
Oh, now, if you were to put a gun to my head, I would say it was Butter Nutter. But if I was to sell my children, it would be American Idol.
And would you?
Yes, definitely. And no refunds given.
But they've all got really, really interesting names, haven't they? Like Happy Hippie, what's that one all about?
Happy Hippie is the closest you're going to get to Turkish Delight in chocolate. So it's orange and geranium. And the beauty of that bar, if anyone comes in to look at it, look on the M, because you'll just see a little homage to Simon and Helen as they're sitting in their camper van.
Honestly, it's the cutest chocolate shop. And you can come in and you can try some. What's the white chocolate one that I tried?
You tried the truffle bite in its mango, lime and chilli. And it's in white chocolate, grown up white chocolate, not the normal stuff that you're used to. And it's delicious.
It's the smoothest thing and the most interesting taste, but absolutely delicious.
We have flavours here that you just don't think should work, but they so do. So don't be put off by any of the ingredients.
definitely buy it and try it. No palm oil, gluten-free. We do everything from the sweetest flavours right up to 100%. So if you're on the keto diet, you're diabetic, or you just like pure cocoa, it's the bar for you. We also do some dairy-free. So we use rice milk for that. So it's made out of rice powder.
How do you milk a rice?
Very carefully and slowly. So it gets ground down into a milky substance. And we make it exactly the same way as our milk chocolate, but we don't use milk in it, we use the rice.
So that's Julia, the manager of the New Montezumas in West Key, which is going to be great in the run-up to Christmas.
Oh my gosh, and it's amazing in there. And they come round with chocolates. I tried one that was white chocolate, mango, lime and chilli. And I didn't expect to like it. And then I bought a bag.
Job done.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that she describes it as grown-up white chocolate as well.
Yes, it really is. And oh my gosh, yeah. Absolutely stunning. I'm feeling quite smug this week, Simon.
Why is that?
Parenting.
Yeah.
Yeah, completed it. Total tick box. My 8-year-old daughter has started making her own lunches.
Wow. I can almost feel the pressure lifting off your shoulders.
For 8 years, that has been the bane of my life. The only thing I enjoy about the summer holiday 6-week break is that I don't have to make sandwiches. And she has started doing her own. And she felt like, oh, well, could I make my own? Well, you could. Yes, you can. So she comes down in the morning and she gets the bread and the butter and the jam out. She makes her own sandwiches and she makes sure that she has some fruit and some crisps. And I'm going to send her out shopping soon. This kid makes me a cup of tea in bed.
Wow.
I tell you, I've completed it, haven't I?
So how far into this process will it be before she complains to herself about how boring her school lunches are?
She's had jam sandwiches since I can remember. She don't want to try anything else. She don't want ham. She don't want cheese.
If
nothing.
It ain't broke.
Right. Sometimes I switch it up. We go strawberry jam, raspberry jam, whatever. But she's doing it herself.
Fantastic.
I might get her to make me some lunch as well now. You Maybe might. That's my next step.
Well, you've absolutely nailed parenting.
Done.
You just need to get to that stage where she can walk herself to school.
Yeah. She'd love to do that. In fact, on the way home, she always says, can I have the keys? No, walk with me. But I think that she has become sort of a teenager already, because as she comes out of school, I say to her, how was school today? Yeah, it was good. What did you do? Stuff.
She's already
Tell
become
me
a
what
teenager.
Stuff.
I've had those conversations for the last few years. It does come back round the other way, though, when they get towards the end of their time at school, where they do open up a little bit more.
Okay. Right, we have got some What's Ons coming up. So Music in the City. This is across Southampton. Lots and lots of venues. It's always wonderful. It's on October the 2nd this year. Another one for your diary, which is a bit further in the future. This is the Totten Santa Run. And Simon does this every year, so get involved with it. He looks great in a Santa suit. That's on December the 12th.
I don't have to work too hard on the belly, that's why. It's all natural, no padding.
We've got a comedy night at Ruby's at the Grand on 30th of September. We've got a garden show at Broadlands in Romsey. That runs from the 1st to the 3rd of October.
That'll be fun.
Hope the weather stays. Fingers crossed.
Because we've had such an incredibly warm autumn, I think the colours that you'll see at Broadlands on that day will just be incredible.
Yes, exactly. Saying about autumn, I must get out there. There's a blackberry bush out the front of my house, and there's always loads on there, but I've got to get a stepladder to get up to get them. But I'm determined that I'm going to get them this year and not the birds.
So I went for a walk the other night past all of these blackberry bushes thinking, I wish I'd brought something with me to put them in.
Right.
Because I feel bad that I've been too busy to pick blackberries. Normally, right, every year without fail, I would pick blackberries.
Really?
Do something with them.
Do what?
Crumble normally. Sometimes I'd make white chocolate blackberry muffins.
Ooh.
And if I was at work, I'd knock up a load of muffins. The kids would have a couple. I'd take the rest into work. I was the world's biggest feeder, where I would always turn up with a cake or something else. Of course, now I don't have a place of work as such anymore. I don't do any more baking.
Well, you can count this as your place of work. No problem. I have no bother with that whatsoever, Simon.
Okay, I'll make muffins for next week.
And actually, do you know what? Again, this is another little parenting hack. If your kids like blackberries, on the way home from school, I would say to my daughter, yeah, you can have some blackberries on the way home from school as a treat. As a treat. And we'd go and pick them. Not the ones down there. Dogs have been there.
Get the ones up top.
Yes, exactly.
Well, listen, thanks for listening and have a great week. If there is something happening in the city that you want us to talk about, to draw to our attention, please do get in touch via our socials. We're on all the usual channels.
And if you spot any good blackberry bushes anywhere, give us a shout,
all
right?
Only if they've got high up things on them. Have a great week, Zoe.
And you, Simon, and you.
You've been listening to Zoe Hanson and Simon Clark on Southampton's podcast, The So-So Show.